Aircheckdownloads.com. American
Top 40. Each and every week, we count down the most popular songs in America as determined by Billboard's official survey of record stores and radio airplay across the USA. I'm Casey Kasem. Leaping six notches to number six, here's Australia's Air Supply with Lost in Love. Australian group Air Supply at number six, moving six big notches this week with their first hit, Lost in Love. Well, now let's answer that question about slowest droppers out of the number one spot. The letter is from Lino Dial Jr. of Vallejo, California. Lino wants to know, what song in the rock era has taken the longest time to leave Billboard's Hot 100 after dropping out of the number one spot? Well, a number one single usually takes about 10 weeks to fall completely off the chart once it leaves number one. But four number one songs have taken 20 weeks or more to drop off the chart. Tammy by Debbie Reynolds and All Shook Up by Elvis Presley each took 20 weeks. Wake Up Little Susie by the Everly Brothers lasted 21 weeks after leaving the number one spot. But the record for staying on the chart the longest after leaving number one, 24 weeks, belongs to Love Letters in the Sand by Pat Boone. The singer whose trademark established back in the 50s is a pair of white buck shoes. Thanks for your question, Lino. Now, on with the countdown. Number five. This week, Ray, Goodman, and Brown climb a single notch to five with Special Lady.
You must be a special lady.
Third week in the top 10, moving from eight to six to five this week. Ray, Goodman, and Brown with Special Lady. The four big ones are coming right up.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
The chart action never stops, and we won't till we get to number one. I'm Casey Kasem, and we're up to the fourth most popular song in the land. Here it is, With You, I'm Born Again, Billy Preston and Syreeta. Billy Preston and Syreeta with the song that moves this week from number seven to number four. With You, I'm Born Again. This is Casey on AT40 in Hollywood. You know, for several years now, Carole King's huge hit album, Tapestry, has held the record for staying on the LP chart longer than any other rock album in history. But coming up is a current hit by the rock band who have just broken Carole's record.
The hits from coast to coast.
The newest Texan to hit the countdown is still climbing. Christopher Cross moves up one position to number three with his first hit, Ride Like the Wind. At number three on American Top 40, Christopher Cross moving up a notch with Ride Like the Wind. Well, now at number two, we're up to the current hit by the rock band who have just set a new all-time record on the album chart. A fantastically popular album of theirs has stayed on the LP chart longer than any album by any rock act in history. Now, if we take a look at Billboard's album chart, this is how things stack up for longevity. In first place is Johnny Mathis's LP Greatest Hits, with 490 weeks on the album chart. Second is the original cast recording from My Fair Lady, with 480 weeks. And third is the original cast recording from South Pacific, with 401 weeks on the album chart. But none of those three albums is rock music. Now, until just a few weeks ago, the leading rock album on the LP chart had been Carole King's Tapestry, stayed on the chart from 71 to 77 for a total of 302 weeks. And Tapestry has been the record holder for the longest chart-riding rock album in history, until just last month. That's when an album by a famous British group passed Carole King with an album they put out in March of 73. And that album is still on the chart, now in its 307th week. The title? Dark Side of the Moon, the longest charting rock album ever. And whose album is it? Well, it belongs to the group whose single has been number one for the past 4 weeks, dropping this week to number two. Here are the new champs for the longest chart-riding rock album in history. Pink Floyd.
We don't need no.
At number two in the countdown this week in American Top 40, after four consecutive weeks at number one, Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. And here we are at the doorstep of a brand new number one. But first, let's skim the top of Billboard's other major charts. Number one, Soul, Don't Say Goodnight by the Isleys. Number one, Country, It's Like We Never Said Goodbye by Crystal Gayle. Number one on the album chart, The Wall by Pink Floyd. And now we come back to the Pop Singles Chart. The top song in the land this week is by a band that's been there once before in their careers. A year ago, they hit number one with a song called Heart of Glass. And their fans couldn't be happier seeing them do it again. Here's the most popular song in America. Moving into the number one spot this week is the rock band Blondie with their superstar lead singer Deborah Harry at number one with Call Me. The new number one song in the USA on American Top 40, Call Me by Blondie. And there you are. You just heard the 40 most popular records determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending April 19, 1980. American Top 40 is produced in Hollywood by Watermark Incorporated. Executive producer, Tom Rounds. Producer, Don Bastani. I'm Casey Kasem. Join me again next week for our countdown to the 40 biggest hits in the USA. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And keep your radio tuned right where it is.
AirCheckDownloads.com.